We're gonna take a trip right now. Like we always do about this time.
This is a journey into sound. Break it
down. You're tuned in to 90.1 WFYI Public Radio. I'm Kyle Long from Nouveau Newsweekly, and this is Cultural Manifesto. On tonight's program, I'll be speaking with Indianapolis hip-hop MC Sunny Paradise. We're going to be previewing some excellent unreleased tracks from Sunny's forthcoming LP, Ferrogami, scheduled to be issued on December 14th. There's lots of really interesting musical textures and lyrics on this album, as you can hear in the background. We'll be sampling a lot more tracks from Ferrogami later in the show. Before I introduce Sunny, he wanted to share a classic hip-hop track with us. From 1996, this is the title track from De La Soul's Stakes Is High. I'm Kyle Long. You're tuned in to Cultural Manifesto on 90.1.
You know the stakes is high. The instamatic focal point bringing damage to your borough. Be some brothers from the east with them beats that be thorough. Got the solar gravitation, so I'm bound to pull it. I gets down like brothers are found, ducking from bullets. Gun control means using both hands in my land. Yeah. Where it's all about the cautious living. Migrating to a higher form of consequence. Compliments. I'm struggling, that shouldn't be notable. Man, every word I say should be a hip-hop quote.
I'm sick of shaking asses. I'm sick of talking about blood. Sick of Versace glasses. Sick of slang. Sick of half-ass award shows. Sick of name brand clothes. Sick of R&B.
I'm Kyle Long. You're listening to Cultural Manifesto on 90.1 WFYI Public Radio. I'm joined in the studio by Indianapolis hip-hop MC Sunny Paradise. Hey, Sunny.
Peace.
Thank you for being here today.
No problem.
Sunny, you're preparing to release an amazing new LP you recorded. Tell us the title.
Ferrogami.
Ferrogami. And you're here to talk about that. I've been listening to it all afternoon. You have some great beats by Joe Harvey and some excellent lyrics. We're going to talk about that later in the interview, but first I wanted to share a little bit of your background with folks. You were born and raised in Indianapolis, is that right?
Yes, sir.
You've been rhyming since 1991.
Actually, I've been rhyming since I was 13. I met Ace One when I was 16 years old. We met at this spot called the Festivilla off of like Massachusetts Avenue. And
it's like an all-ages venue, right?
Yeah, it was an all-ages venue. It's not around anymore, but it's like, I met Ace One there. I met Unlevel Headed MCs, which is a collaboration, which was Who Is Lewis, Bruce Illis, Freeze from Cobra Kai. You know what I'm saying? It was like a whole bunch of us back then, a Full in Effect, Show 7. Really, back then, we were like a lot more in tune with hip hop, you know, just as a whole. But I've been writing since I was 13. Mm-hmm. I didn't manifest until I was 16. But I didn't start looking at it from a business aspect until like 2007.
So you've been at this for a while?
For a long time, yo.
How do you get from being a young kid, just a fan of hip-hop, interested in hip-hop, to doing this on the level that you're doing now, which is, you know, you're one of the top MCs here in the scene in Indianapolis, and you work with a lot of excellent artists. How do you go from that point to where you're at now?
I would say having patience and humility, because nobody likes a jerk. And I've experienced that on so many different levels. I like to be open. So if there's any questions that anybody feel like they can approach me on, they can approach me. If they want to do the knowledge of themselves about any level, maybe I could be a key to open a door to get them to open up a little bit more. But if it wasn't for Joe Harvey, I wouldn't even be able to do that.
Some of the music we're going to be listening to today is produced by Joe Harvey. And
definitely,
if folks aren't familiar with his name, Joe Harvey's a very important figure in Indianapolis hip-hop. He's a producer and MC. He was part of a very highly regarded hip-hop group called the Twilight Sentinels.
Definitely.
And then when that group broke up, he formed the Proforms, which was sort of an all-star Indianapolis hip-hop group with
right.
Joe, Ace One, as you mentioned,
yeah.
Skits.
And I was actually a part of that group, too. Joe.
And DJ Spools.
DJ Spools. Right, yeah. right. And this was before we actually met Spools. In the beginning, it was myself, Ace One, and Skits. And then Joe was such an amazing producer that when he came around, his production just changed the entire idea. That developed into what it became. However, Joe Ace and Skits, they felt like me personally, I've always had this Busta Rhymes energy and that it stood alone. It didn't really need to be confined to a group. So we had a discussion, and that's what the discussion was, and Proforms became an entity of itself, and Sunny Paradise brand was born out of that. Mm-hmm. So if it wasn't for that conversation, you wouldn't have the name change or Sun Ra Music or anything like that. It would just continue to be, you know, Proforms moving the way that it moved.
You mentioned a name change. A lot of fans of hip-hop here in Indianapolis would recognize you as Son of Thought. Mm-hmm. You're currently working under the name Sunny Paradise. What
yes,
was
sir.
The reason for the shift?
I felt like people could relate more. They could relate more. And Son of Thought was kind of difficult for people to say. So I just felt like Sunny Paradise was an evolution of me getting people to understand the light within the music that could possibly take them to paradise.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Sure. Yeah.
So because that's what hip hop is really about from my perspective. So I try to stick to the core principles and foundation that created me. A lot of cats don't have a clue of where I came from. They probably just think, yo, he's this artist and, you know, he followed Rusty or he came up under Rusty. Not really. Not really. When I was 13, I was sitting in the projects in the summertime in Mississippi at my aunt's house. It was crazy. Me and my cousins, we would hustle because we didn't have nothing else to do. And somebody had been watching me all day. The next thing I know, I'm sitting on the porch. It's about, like, right before UMTV Raps came on. I got robbed at gunpoint from the side. I didn't even see the person. I got robbed at gunpoint. Boom. So what am I supposed to do at this point? Am I supposed to continue to do this and keep putting myself in this position at a young age or try to find an avenue that best fit what I needed to become, what I needed to grow into? You know what I'm saying? So when that happened, it was like a switch came on. This is not what I'm supposed to be doing. So I didn't get mad because I didn't know the possibilities of that happening. That was my fault because I wasn't supposed to be doing it anyway. You know, I was supposed to be in Mississippi having fun with my family in other ways, not hustling. You know, my mother doesn't even know this story. But after that happened, I went in the house and I thought about it. And the first video that came on UMTV Raps, I can remember it. It was Night of the Living Bassheads by Public Enemy. And if you remember that video, you remember that the same realities that were going on in that video were going on outside. And I was a part of it. So some of the scenarios that happened within that video, I saw on a regular basis that summer, being a part of it. So once I pulled myself back and analyze it, and I continue to gravitate more consciousness, because I was involved in a lot of things that could have possibly gotten me killed, or, you know, I would have been not so well off. You wouldn't know me, because I was bad. I wasn't nice. I didn't have knowledge of self. All I knew was what my cousins was doing, I was doing, and it wasn't the right thing. But I went in the house, I saw Night of the Living Bassheads, I acknowledged it for what it was. I went back outside and sat in that same chair that I got robbed in, and I wrote my first rhyme. And that's what I've been doing ever since. Mm-hmm. I never touched any paraphernalia after that.
How old were you in this?
13.
13. Okay.
13. The reality of it being a part of my world was something that should have never happened because that wasn't in my heart. Mm-hmm. You know, hip hop was.
I want to pause for a minute and listen to the Public Enemy track Sonny just referenced. This is Public Enemy with Night of the Living Bassheads. I'm Kyle Long. You're listening to Cultural Manifesto on 90.1 WFYI Public Radio.
Have you forgotten that once we were brought here, we were robbed of our name, robbed of our language. We lost our religion, our culture, our God. And many of us, by the way we act, we even lost our mind.
Here it is. Bam! And you say, God, man, this is a dope jam. But let's define the term called dope. And you're thinking me funky now? No, here is a true tale. Why the ones that deal, all the ones that fail, yeah. You can move if you wanna move. What it prove? It's here like the groove. The problem is this.
the justice and how they run it. Selling, smelling, sniffing, riffing, and brothers trying to get swift in. Selling their own, rob a home, while some shrivel a bone like comatose walking around. Please don't confuse this with the sound. I'm talking about
bass, bass, bass.
Come on.
I'm Kyle Long. You're tuned in to Cultural Manifesto on 90.1 WFYI Public Radio. If you're just tuning in, my guest tonight is the Indianapolis hip-hop MC, Sunny Paradise. You know, in your bio, I was reading your bio this afternoon, and it describes your style as being a political MC. When I talked to other people, I had Oreo Jones on the show recently, and he described you as a conscious MC. Was that sort of the birth of that path for you? This incident is what set you on this path?
That incident definitely is what made me. I would say that there's some consciousness within what I write. I would more so call myself responsible. I'm a responsible MC, because if you're dealing with hip hop, I mean, of course there's going to be some level of consciousness there. But on the other side of being that and acknowledging it for what it is, I would say that it's more being responsible. Because once you write on that paper, or however you do it, and the words come out of your mouth after they leave your thought process, they ain't coming back. Them words are never coming back. You can't get them back. And you can't change the reality of the repercussions that happen once somebody get those words and how they take it. Because words can be manifested in so many different ways, and people can perceive them in so many different ways.
You mentioned the importance of Joe Harvey a few minutes ago in your life or in your music career. We talked about Joe's credentials and his different groups. He's known, I think most known for being a producer, and a producer who makes very soulful beats, classic sort of jazz-based beats in the mold of A Tribe Called Quest and Q-Tip.
You know, that golden era.
You alluded to the importance of Joe Harvey in your musical career and in your life. Can you elaborate on that?
Joe Harvey is so valuable that no matter where he is,
which is South Korea right now,
he's in Seoul, Korea right now, I am able to access Joe Harvey on all levels, because our connection has been like that since I first wrote What's Good Without a Beat. You know, when Joe heard those lyrics, we were just riding around. I said, yo, you got to hear these lyrics, man. I wrote them at the park when I got off work. I wrote the lyrics to What's Good right at the War Memorial Park right here. It was like 2000. I hadn't met Joe yet. Upon meeting him for the first time, it was like, yo, man, I got something for that. Just let me know when. And of course, it's 2015 now. This song has just been recorded the way that I want it to sound.
So 15 years since you wrote the
15
lyrics.
Years. Yeah. 15 years. I wrote What's Good 15 years ago. Rusty, when he first heard it, he was like, bruh, this is a song you cannot take out of rotation. You have to keep this song in rotation, because this is your anthem. This is your seal of approval. This is your stamp. If you do not do this song for the rest of your life as an MC, people will be mad. They will be mad. And honestly, I've heard it from Tony Sticks and about a handful of other MCs that when I don't do this song, they get mad. But if it wasn't for Joe Harvey, the song would not even exist, you know, because I didn't have a track for it. He had the right energy. He had the right vibe. And until this day, he has continued to build on that and come up with the most classic, innovative, golden age hip hop production I've ever heard in my life, outside of a Dilla or a Tribe Called Quest or anything of that nature.
All right, let's take a listen to that track. Off his forthcoming LP, Ferrogami, this is Sunny Paradise with What's Good. I'm Kyle Long. You're listening to Cultural Manifesto on 90.1 WFYI Public Radio.
What's good? What's good? What's good? What's good? Yeah. What's good with all my peoples that's still in the hood? Struggling, surviving, trying to make it out the hood. Getting cents to make dollars, working a blue collar. 9 to 5, job, and make you wanna holler.
like Marvin. So many families are starving without enough hustle. It's hard living in the project apartments, waking up from school, walking in darkness. Parents not enough money to pay the light bill. You and your brother needed new kicks. Moms kept it real. Keeping up with the Joneses on Capitol Hill. Where we living in the age of good times. We stand on the block thinking, damn, how time flies. My cousin got knocked, messing around with hood crime. Now he writing from a cell block, asking me if I still rhyme. My reply was yes, the sun would still shine. Somewhere over the projects, high in the blue skies.
What's good? Yo, son, stay in the hood. What's good? Son, politic in the hood. What's good? Son, show love and give respect, so we shine mad light all over the projects. What's good? Yo, son, stay in the hood. What's good? Son, politic in the hood. What's good? Son, show love and give respect, so we shine mad light all over the
in the hood. They say knowledge is power, the key to understanding. But without light, seeds won't grow. When being planted, we must find a solution. Educate the youth when there's so much pollution, stagnating the growth. No foundation of faith, just hope. It's like music from the OJ's, slaves on a boat. I can still hear the cries from bodies with lost souls. Decapitated victims of Sierra Leone. Exiled is a prophet forced to leave his home. Or face death by the hands of the man that owns him in this Jim Crow program. With sacrificial lambs of the children who suffer from the laws of man. It's in God we trust whenever there's a problem. The president claims terrorism is the problem. And soldiers fight a war with no chance to see tomorrow. My people's in the projects, living off time borrowed.
What's good? Yo, son, stay in the hood. What's good? Son, politic in the hood. What's good? Son, show love and give respect, so we shine mad light all over the projects. What's good? Yo, son, stay in the hood. What's good? Son, politic in the hood. What's good? Son, show love and give respect, so we shine mad light all over the projects. Hey!
You're tuned in to Cultural Manifesto on 90.1 WFYI Public Radio. We just heard the track What's Good by Indianapolis hip-hop MC Sunny Paradise. Sunny is our guest on tonight's show, and he's sharing some unreleased tracks from his forthcoming LP, Ferrogami. Sunny, I wanted to ask you about the role religion plays in your music. You're a practicing Muslim. What role does that have in the lyrics you write and the music you create?
I am a Muslim. Yeah, I am a quote-unquote black Muslim, but have I ever been a part of the Nation of Islam? No. I've been a part of other foundations, like the 5% Nation, but when I graduated from that, I became a Murid by tracing myself back to the origin from which I came, which is West Africa. I have a spiritual guide that gave me an indigo, which is not necessarily a command, but he gave me his okay. His approval, his stamp of approval, because of my message to continue to make music. Because in Islam, I'm not supposed to take any light from Allah. People are only supposed to bear witness to Allah, not me. But since I have an indigo from my spiritual guide, I'm able to create music.
We've just discussed the song What's Good. I wanted to talk about a few other tracks off your new project. You've used the phrase knowledge of self today. You have a song called My Melody, which seems to be an homage to the great 80s MC Rakim from Eric B. and Rakim, who kind of popularized this concept of knowledge of self in hip-hop.
Definitely.
Or helped to popularize that. Tell us, am I right? Is My Melody sort of homage to Rakim? Tell us about that song.
Man, My Melody, I wrote that at the Dara. The Dara is a school for the disciples of Sheikh Becho. The lyrics are definitely a homage to my favorite MC, Rakim. But it's also a mixture of, you know, in the hook part, to Nas. Because if it wasn't for those two MCs, I wouldn't exist. So, yeah, definitely. Rakim, Nas, Wu, Big Daddy Kane, Poor Righteous Teachers. You know, I even threw a line in there dedicated to Father Allah, because, you know, he was at Temple Number 7 with Malcolm X. A lot of cats don't understand what makes the culture of hip-hop. A foundation coming out of Harlem, like the School of Mecca, the 5% Nation of the Gods and Earths, has so many classic MCs, Brand Nubian, Native Tongues. It's so many, like all of those cats. Of course, eventually some of them ran off with and started building with the Zulu Nation, you know, but at the forefront was the movement started by Clarence 13X. You know what I'm saying? He allowed cats to come in off the streets and get this knowledge.
Sonny, I want to play your tribute to Rakim, My Melody, but first, let's sample a classic recording from Eric B. and Rakim. From the 1990 LP Let the Rhythm Hit 'Em, this is Eric B. and Rakim with In the Ghetto. I'm Kyle Long. You're listening to Cultural Manifesto on 90.1 WFYI Public Radio.
Planet Earth was my place of birth, born to be the sole controller of the universe. Besides the part of the map, I hit first. Any environment I can adapt. When it gets worse, the rough gets going, the going gets rough. When I start flowing, the mic might bust. The next day to shake from the power I generate. People in Cali, you could think it was earthquakes. Cause times is hard on the boulevard. So I fold guard and never get scarred. I'm guard, but it seems like I'm locked in hell. Looking over the edge, but the R never fell. A trip to slip, cause my knife's got grip. Stand on my own 2 feet and come equipped. Any stage I'm seeing.
I'm Kyle Long. You're tuned into Cultural Manifesto on 90.1. Our guest tonight is the Indianapolis hip-hop MC Sonny Paradise. We just heard In the Ghetto, a classic hip-hop recording by Eric B. and Rakim. Now I want to play Sonny Paradise's tribute to Rakim. From his forthcoming LP, Ferrogami, this is Sonny Paradise with My Melody.
Check out my melody. With one mic in my hand, check out my melody. With one mic in my hand, check out my melody. With one mic in my hand, check out my check out, check out, check out, check out, check out, check out, check out. Truthfully, I wouldn't sound this well if it wasn't for Big L. Flamboyant with erotic, straight from Sugar Hill. Live and direct from Broadway and Amsterdam. Traveling from Napa, left my heart in Harlem World at 1:42. Queen Mother Morse, I probably for a while at the house of Bismarck. Played ball at Rucker Park before heading to the Bronx. Southside worldwide, in the heart of hip hop. Birthplace of KRS, and the guys got the rock. Politicking on the night when Cool Herc was in the bar. The block unified, the culture supplied, the people replied.
Yeah, hip hop
stars. DJ Breakers, graffiti artists shine. Some of the greatest MCs of all time. Yeah, I know y'all can see how the flow's designed. Because I only see the world with Rakim's eyes. Check out my melody. With one mic in my hand, check out my melody. With one mic in my hand, check out my melody. With one mic in my hand, check out my check out, check out, check out, check out, check out, check out, check out. Yo, I was a fiend before I became a teen. Addicted to hip-hop, rhymes and breakbeats. Graffiti on the walls, cardboard on the streets. Adidas shell toes, straight boomers and public enemy. Poor righteous teachers, banging in the speakers. Knowledge born lessons, my culture was freedom. Clarence 13, X signs, lethal receivers. Size 10 sneaker, height 5 foot. I was psyched for refinement, walking through the hood. Trying to find self down south in the woods. School couldn't teach me, church couldn't preach me. A wild adolescent, so I focused on the breakbeat. First round came when I turned 13. Enhanced my guards when I heard Wu-Tang. Mastered my slang like Big Daddy Kane. And it's been no half step until this very day. Check out my melody. With one mic in my hand, check out my melody. With one mic in my hand, check out my melody. With one mic in my hand, check out my check out, 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 check out my melody. Check out my melody. Check out my melody.
check out my melody. Check out my melody. With one mic in my hand, check out my melody. With one mic in my hand, check out my melody. With one mic in my hand, check out my sister to check out. Check out your sister to check out. Check out your sister to check out.
I'm Kyle Long. You're tuned in to Cultural Manifesto on 90.1 WFYI Public Radio. We just heard My Melody by Indianapolis hip-hop MC Sunny Paradise. That track will appear on Sunny's forthcoming LP Ferrogami, scheduled to be issued on December 14th. And Sunny, I wanted to ask you about another track on that album. Tell us about the song Equality.
Equality. Oh.
Another great beat by Joe Harvey on that
Joe
track.
Joe Harvey. Actually, I have two versions of that joint. Tyler Knapp did the original, and then Joe Harvey came behind him and produced another one. But Equality, you know, I'm just sitting at the crib one night, and the beat comes on. Something hits me. What time is it? It's 6 o'clock. 6. And the supreme mathematics represents equality. That's how you got the word and the name of that song. I noticed how powerful that song was last night when I performed it in Bloomington for the first time. That song is really powerful. I didn't expect it to be that, but the hook alone is saying a lot about the society that we live in. And it's just so much in that one song that is crazy. When people hear it, I hope they appreciate it because I put a lot into my writing.
All right, this is Sunny Paradise with Equality. I'm Kyle Long. You're tuned in to Cultural Manifesto on 90.1 WFYI Public Radio.
Since grabbing these lines at the equality hour, thinking about light and how it shines through my daughters. Firstborn son, stay fly like Horus. Ishmael will be the last one chosen for prophetic scripture written in the moment. Outside of self, where duality is roaming, inside the realm of existence. You shouldn't base your life on another's experience. Question everything, imagine human beings, or just breathing. Fresh air, another season. Like chill from the Trump jewel swinging. Through the walk to my Horus peace kid. The jigs up later for the coons over there. Understood equality, cypher spin. Final touch by needle is the perfect blend. Neck chomping niggas with the Garcia Vegas. And the cannabis sativa that I might burn later. The stress is a fact that most of us never gave up. Waiting on the blessing when Yota ever deserved one. Judge, not a be judge. Scales being tipped by blood. Now who's the sacrificial lamb being led to the slaughter by power that corrupts?
Yeah, that woman said she need love, but he don't understand the meaning. That man say he need justice, but law don't understand the meaning. But people say they need freedom, but they don't understand the price of. We still fight for equality. Yeah, we still fight for equality. Yeah, that woman say she need. Understand the price of, yeah, we've been fighting for equality, yeah, we've been fighting for equality.
See, this is the unity of life being sealed with the kiss. Ability is righteous in the eyes of a serpent. Envy grows when not having it certain. Pals getting fronted in the hustler serving. Lil Debbie getting caught in the back of the Suburban. Street etiquette to enlighten, word perfect. Supreme clientele, the wizard of fish scale. Bulletproof wallets that hold mail, mint fabrication. Be the money smell, the aroma is magnificent for the bill. Need an apple bomb by tribe on the wheels. In the mind of Shabazz, I manipulate masses. Waving my flag, listening to black bastards. Gas face on like big up Prince Paul. We were slain third based on the avid call it four.
The meaning, yeah, that man say he need justice, the
law don't understand the meaning. The people say they need freedom, yeah, but they don't understand the price of. Yeah, we've been fighting for equality. Yeah, we've been fighting for equality.
I'm Kyle Long. You're tuned in to Cultural Manifesto on 90.1 WFYI Public Radio. We just heard Equality by Indianapolis hip-hop MC Sunny Paradise. Sunny is our guest on tonight's program, and he's sharing some unreleased tracks from his forthcoming LP, Ferrogami. Sunny, I wanted to ask about one final track off the LP, the song Horus Over Cairo. You shared that song with me via social media before we spoke. Is that sort of the lead single off the album?
Horus Over Cairo is the intro.
The intro, okay.
And Horus Over Cairo is about the societal struggles that were going on in Egypt, because I wrote those lyrics when that war was going on. I didn't even know what was going on. I had no idea what was going on in Egypt. But my mom...
When the Arab Spring was happening?
Exactly, exactly. My mom, she said, hey, turn to CNN. I just thought about something. You wrote those lyrics before this. And I was like, hold on, let me see what happens. What happened? So I turned to CNN, and they going off. Like, I see all kind of crazy stuff going on in Cairo, you know? And it's kind of strange that I had a premonition to actually write that song. Horus is the god of war, so to speak. But not only is he the god of war, but he's the god that oversees the totality of what's going on as it's happening. So that's where the term Horus Over Cairo came from. Man, I had no idea that that was going on. But, you know, to bring it back in perspective, that song was written before that war actually happened. And I don't even know where the concept came from. It just appeared, you know. So, yeah, it's not necessarily that it's a single. It's a staple to set the movement that I had in mind off. You know what
Understood.
I'm saying? The whole Ferrogami, you know, get back to the core of the title, you know what I mean, with that song.
All right, let's sample that track, Horus Over Cairo. This is Sunny Paradise. I'm Kyle Long. You're listening to Cultural Manifesto on 90.1.
Sit back and roll up cement, though. Light is being born, peep the words of a pharaoh. Slang's never edited, God body talk. There's a war going on outside on every block. It's grimy in the city, the slums are hard knocked. When it's getting knocked on the regular by the knocks, peddling poison for these crickets and hops. These are the trials of the boulevard. Scarred, the pain is felt. Circling Cairo, Horus over the hieroglyphs. Revolutionaries get incentives. Black sand, sellers, and brass, walk the bits, we all one. So if you gotta bust your gun, make sure that the beast for the rap that comes from planted outside of the laws of divine love, alongside every good deed of the kingdom. For the brag delivery, my art that was style was never meant to be envied. Picasso rounds forced from Leonardo da Vinci. Illustrated diamond cuts for the key tough piece. My chain heavy on all levels, trust me. I never needed neutral daggers for my prayer beads. It's slick talk for the gods that overstand these. Words from the pinnacle, Jesus the miracle. Righteous way to go, but I'm ain't built with a metaphor. Soon syllables to describe me. Tango, Nubian gold, never TD handball. Sun, Rob, Fade, Roll, Nagel on the figure, Roll, bring it to my back. Uzi on the goofy road, slick Rick artifacts, Trump jumping for the bows. I'm a flyer, and I don't gotta be on the bottom at the top of the pyramids, being tailored by the gods.
I'm Kyle Long. You're listening to Cultural Manifesto on 90.1 WFYI Public Radio. We just heard Horus Over Cairo by Indianapolis hip-hop MC Sunny Paradise. That track was taken from Sunny's forthcoming LP, Pharaoh Gami, scheduled to be issued on December 14th. Sunny has been sharing some unreleased tracks from that LP with us tonight. Sunny, we just listened to Horus Over Cairo, and for listeners who may only be familiar with more commercial forms of hip-hop, the lyrics of that song might be a little unusual. You're talking about, you know, Egyptian mythological figures. So I just wanted to ask if you could tell us a little bit about your approach to writing lyrics.
If anybody knows me as an MC, the stuff I write, if you're paying attention to it, is kind of like what RZA said on the Wu-Tang double CD. You're not even going to figure this out until the year 3G, because that's what level I'm writing on. I don't look at Indianapolis as a staple for me to focus on as far as my writing. I look at certain individuals that I target that are involved in music, have a history in music outside of Indy. These people are what push me. Kanye has pushed me a lot. He don't even know it. I met Kanye when he first did his first show for the College Dropout at the
Mirage.
Over there, when he came with the Young Guns and Dilated Peoples.
Dilated Peoples opened up.
I met him and Kevin Lyles. He said something to me that stuck with me, and what he said was, "If you're gonna do this the right way, focus on something first off bigger than yourself, and focus on an environment that's conducive for what you're creating." I know after I met Kanye, I made 13 beats a day for a whole winter just because he made 5 beats a day for a whole summer. That's the kind of push that I have until this day.
Sunny, how can folks keep up with you online?
At Pace786 on Twitter or at ParadiseSunny on Twitter. Sunny_Paradise on Instagram, and it's just Sunny Paradise on Facebook.
Yeah, you have a Facebook page, and do you have a Bandcamp page or anything people can check out your music?
Bandcamp is / Sunny Paradise or Son of Thought, either one.
Sunny, I love the tracks that you shared with me. I'm looking forward to hearing the whole project. I really appreciate you being here, and I've been a fan of yours for a long time. You know that. I've been at your shows for a long time.
Man,
going
I
back
know.
Many years. So thank you so much for being here today and talking about
definitely,
your project. Appreciate
definitely.
It. I'm Kyle Long. You're listening to Cultural Manifesto on 90.1 WFYI Public Radio. Our guest has been Indianapolis hip-hop MC Sunny Paradise. His forthcoming album is called Pharaoh Gami. It's scheduled to be issued on December 14th. Let's listen to one final track from that LP as we close out this segment.
Sitting by the window that I can't see through. Someone to talk to, but I can't get through. So small, still I can't get around. My highs are high and my lows are down.
As I gaze through the window at my reflection, staring back at me, who am I is the question. More than consciousness passing through all this blackness in America with stereotypes. Born inferior to never see the light in these days of oppression. Trials and tribulations of the young adolescent. Mom struggling and where's pops when you need him. Daddy strung out late nights in the AM. A righteous man trapped in this life of sin. Ever since Parliament, he ain't been the same since. Mentally enslaved, Heron's holding the whip. And my old man's losing his grip. The pistol was slipped. Yeah, somebody got hit. Was it premeditated murder or self-defense? On the other side of the glass is the man in the mirror. Holding on to light behind bars in the prison. But still,
but I'm just sitting around.
Now can you visualize your reflection in the sunrise? But still,
but I'm just sitting around.
Waking up to the morning sunshine purified.
But I'm just sitting around.
Feeling free without worrying about a 9-to-5.
But I'm just sitting around.
I only deal with equality, that's the key to life. At times I feel like I'm lost somewhere out of my right mind. Soul traveler, truth seeker for like minds. In my lifetime, I've seen people come and they go. Have you thinking which way did they go? I'm seeing ghosts. crystallized images passed and moved on. One minute you see them and the next they gone. It's like they never even existed in the first place. People say to your fam, but in the worst way. See, your man ain't your fam if you being two-faced. And the one you thought loved you wasn't ready anyway. In reality, we let the past interrupt today. For a dream waking up, only God can translate. One word, fate, I create my own destiny. Making sure the past always brings out the best of me. A better man, better husband for my wins. Waking up to the morning sunrise with my kids, and that's real.
But I'm just sitting around.
Now can you visualize your reflection in the sunrise?
But I'm just sitting around.
Waking up to the morning sunshine, purified.
But I'm just sitting around.
Feeling free without worries about a 9-to-5. Yeah.
But I'm just sitting around.
I only deal with equality. That's the key to life.
But I'm just sitting around.
I only deal with equality. That's the key to life.
But I'm just sitting around.
Yo,
sunrise.
And that's
real. But I'm just sitting around. Digging the lettuce.
Shout out to my family, man.
But I'm just sitting around.
Word up.
Digging the lettuce of mine.
One love.
Do I really want to? Do I really care? Or just be the great pretender like it wasn't even there? Do I really want to? Do I really care?
I'm Kyle Long. You're listening to Cultural Manifesto on 90.1 WFYI Public Radio. If you listened to last week's edition of Cultural Manifesto, I began and ended the program with a tribute to Indianapolis jazz drummer Killer Ray Appleton, who recently passed away at age 74 from congestive heart failure. Killer Ray is such an important musician in Indianapolis jazz history that I wanted to end tonight's show with another selection from his catalog. If you want to learn more about Killer Ray Appleton's life and career in music, check out my recently published obituary on Ray. It's available online at nuvo.net. This is Killer Ray Appleton. You're listening to Cultural Manifesto on 90.1 WFYI Public Radio. Thank you. That's all the time we have for tonight. I want to thank my guest, Sunny Paradise, and thank you for tuning in. You can catch me here on 90.1 every Wednesday evening at 9. And you can find over 3 years worth of columns I've written in the archives of Nuvo.net. I'm Kyle Long. You've been listening to Cultural Manifesto on 90.1 WFYI Public Radio. Thanks, good night, and see you next week.